Heal Thyself, Using a Holistic Approach with Dr. Eric Madrid.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to today's podcast. I'm coming to you from the Philippines, where I'm on a medical mission trip. And today we're going to be discussing the health benefits of mangosteen. So stay tuned. What's up, everybody? So today we're going to briefly be discussing the health benefits of mangosteen. Mangosteen is a fruit which is very popular in Southeast Asia, Thailand, Burma, India, Vietnam, and even here in the Philippines, which is the location from where I'm recording today's podcast. So basically, mangosteen is a dark kind of purplish fruit. I must admit, I've had mangosteen juice before. However, this trip was the first time I've actually consumed mangosteen right off of the tree. It's an amazing fruit, extremely healthy, very rich in energy and protein, a great source of fiber. A little bit of research on it showed that also is a good source of calcium and iron, magnesium, zinc, copper, manganese, a lot of these important nutrients that we need for our body to be healthy. Also, it has a good level of vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, which is obviously a strong antioxidant, vitamin A, which is important for the eyes. Also has thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, and a lot of antioxidants as well. It's known as the queen of fruits, and I'm just going to briefly discuss some of the numerous health benefits of mangosteen. So if you're able to find it in the United States, highly recommend that you go ahead and consume it. Also, there's mangosteen juice available. Some people will consume it. There's a specific brand called Zango, X-A-N-G-O. It's a network marketing company that sells it, but I've had that before and it also tastes very good. Some of the benefits of mangosteen include it has anti-cancer properties, it has anti-inflammatory properties, which is great if you have an inflammatory condition such as Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, rheumatoid arthritis, or just even general osteoarthritis. Studies show it can help boost immunity, help speed up wound healing, and this is probably because of its high content of vitamin C and zinc. It also is frequently used in traditional folk medicine to help cure diarrhea and dysentery. So again, this fruit can help to ensure one is adequately hydrated and getting the nutrients while simultaneously treating infectious diarrhea. Also, it's been shown to help protect the heart, help control diabetes, and may even be helpful for weight loss as well. So again, if you're trying to optimize your weight, consider mangosteen. Regarding its antioxidant properties, these antioxidants found in mangosteen can kind of help boost cellular health. Specifically, it has what are called xanthones, which contain various properties that have a medicinal value. It's also known, again, as a healing fruit by many who consume it routinely. Let's see, one of the last other things that may be helpful for as well is treating menstrual problems. And according to to some information at organicfacts.net, mangosteen root helps in regulating the menstrual cycle in women. It can also help ease the symptoms that occur before menstruation and make it and help in ensure a regular cycle. And like I mentioned beforehand, also helps protect the heart. According to, again, information at organicfacts.net, it is helpful in reducing the risk of stroke or myocardial infarction. Findings from a study published in the Journal of Biochemical and Molecular Toxicology indicated the cardioprotective effect of mangosteen. And primarily as it works as an antioxidant and helps prevent lipid oxidation. So hopefully you've learned a little something new today. And if you're able to find mangosteen fruit at your local store, I highly recommend you give it a try. If not, you may need to visit a store that specializes maybe more in Asian-like foods. Since it is more common in Asia, you would probably find it there. And if you have any questions or feedback, please go ahead and let me know. Thank you, and have a blessed day. And again, I'm coming to you live from the Philippines, and I will be back in the States doing more podcasts here in about another week or so. Thank you.
Disclaimer, this podcast is not intended to provide a diagnosis, treatment, or medical advice. Opinions by Dr. Madrid are for informational purposes only. Please consult with your physician regarding your situation, as each individual situation will vary.